All right, ready to channel your inner lion tamer? Because today we are diving deep into the mysterious world of the Leo man.
Mysterious is one way to put it.
Using, of course, astrologer Laura King's book as our guide.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So we're not just talking about like swiping right on that dating app, right? We're really trying to understand what makes this fire sign tick.
Yeah.
In the world of relationships.
Okay, so
deep stuff.
King's book.
Yeah.
It starts off. And she says that Leo men are all about the thrill of the chase.
Right.
And like, I mean, okay, their symbol's the lion, king of the jungle. It makes sense.
Right? Yeah.
But she also talks about how you need to balance showing affection while still maintaining your independence.
Yeah. You've hit on something really important there. And that is that, you know, with a Leo man, it's not about playing games.
Right.
But it is about understanding their inherent need to feel like they've, you know, they've right. earned your affection.
Okay.
So think of it this way, right? The more effort a Leo puts in, the more rewarding the prize becomes.
Okay.
It plays to that inner drive to conquer, to possess.
So maybe don't shower them with compliments like right off the bat.
Not necessarily. I mean, Leos love admiration.
Right.
That is true. But like that fire sign energy, it needs to be stoked gradually.
Okay.
It needs to build, you know?
Okay.
So constant attention, it can feel overwhelming.
Right.
It can even feel stifling.
Stifling.
So giving him space to pursue you, to prove himself.
Right.
That's what fans the flames.
Okay. So how do you actually do that? Like, if a Leo man is interested in you,
yeah,
how do you encourage that chase without sending mixed signals?
This is where confidence is so important.
Okay.
King really stresses that self-assuredness.
Okay.
Knowing you're worth incredibly alluring to a Leo man.
Right.
It goes back to that idea of a prize, right? You're not just available, you're a catch.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And that's
so not playing hard to get,
yeah,
but like actually just being like magnetically self-assured.
Yes.
Like my friend Sarah, she walked right up to this Leo guy at a party.
Okay.
Looked him dead in the eye.
Yeah.
And she was like, I hear you give killer advice. I need some.
Wow.
Bold move, but it totally worked. He was smitten.
See, and that's such a great example of confidence in action, right? It wasn't about playing coy or being unavailable.
Right.
It was about knowing what she wanted.
Yeah.
And going for it.
Yeah.
And that boldness, that self-assurance, it speaks to something deeper about how to make a Leo man feel, you know?
So it's not even just about attracting them. It's about how you make them feel.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about that.
It goes back to that lion energy.
Right.
They crave validation.
Okay.
They need to feel admired, appreciated.
Right.
It's not about inflating their ego or anything like that.
Right,
it's more about feeding that inner fire, you know?
Okay, so it sounds like, yeah, the compliments.
Yeah.
But it's more than just like, hey, nice shirt. What does like genuine admiration look like for a Leo man?
You've got to go beyond the superficial.
Okay.
Leos are ambitious.
Okay.
They're driven. They want to leave their mark on the world.
Yeah.
So your admiration needs to reflect that.
Okay.
Celebrate their wins, big or small.
Right.
Be their biggest cheerleader.
Oh, I see.
When they're striving towards a goal.
Okay. So like if he's an aspiring musician, like be front row at his gig, cheering him on.
Exactly.
Don't just expect him to show up for your like art show opening.
Right, exactly.
Oh.
Show genuine interest in their passions.
Right.
Be their confidant. Be their sounding board.
Right, person.
That kind of support.
Yeah.
That belief in their potential, that's more valuable than 1,000 empty compliments.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about when things get tough?
Yeah.
Because life's not always, you know, sunshine and roses, even for a Leo. So how do you navigate that?
Well, that's where being a source of unwavering support becomes even more critical.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Leos are known for their pride.
Okay.
They might not always ask for help.
Right.
But just knowing that you're there.
Right.
Ready to lend a hand or an ear without judgment.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Okay.
It speaks volumes about your commitment to them and their dreams.
Okay. This is making a lot of sense.
Good.
So we've covered the chase confidence, genuine admiration.
Yes.
To like stoke that Leo fire.
Some burning.
What else does Laura King say keeps them like engaged?
Well, you know that dance we were talking about?
Yes.
It can't be all pursuit and admiration.
No.
Leos, they thrive on spontaneity.
Okay.
Excitement.
Mm.
They crave a partner who can match their energy.
Mm.
Someone who keeps them on their toes, you know?
So inject a little adventure into the mix.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, I've heard that Leos can be a bit I don't know, high maintenance when it comes to like keeping things exciting?
Sure.
Is there a risk of like going overboard, you know?
There's always a balance.
Right.
Right. It's not about planning like extravagant dates every week or anything like that, but it's the little things.
Okay.
You know, surprising them with concert tickets.
Okay.
Whisking them away for a weekend getaway.
Okay.
Even just trying a new restaurant they've been wanting to check out. It's about keeping things fresh and unpredictable.
Right. And probably not bad advice for any relationship.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
Right, right.
But with a Leo, it's like practically non-negotiable, it sounds like.
Yeah, I would say so.
Speaking of which, King also talks about the importance of maintaining your own life.
Yes.
Outside of the relationship.
Very important.
Why is that so crucial?
Yes.
Especially for a sign that seems to, like, thrive on attention.
Well, remember what we said about Leo's loving a challenge? If you're always available, always waiting in the wings, it takes away that element of pursuit.
Okay.
They need to know you have your own passions,
your
own friends,
right,
your own fulfilling life outside of them.
So it's not even about like playing hard to get. It's like you actually have a life.
Exactly.
That you're excited about.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, I'm amazing and you're lucky to be a part of this. Not my whole world revolves around you.
Exactly. It's about mutual respect.
Right.
Shared interests.
Yeah.
But also independent pursuits.
Yes.
It keeps things interesting, you know?
Right. Keeps things interesting for both partners.
For both partners, exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Good.
Now, I know that we've been, like, laser focused on what makes a Leo tick.
Right.
But King also, in her book, delves into, like, astrological compatibility.
Right.
And she suggests that Aries, Sagittarius, Libra, and Gemini are typically the most compatible signs.
Interesting.
For Leo. So what is the reasoning behind that?
Yeah. Well, it's not about like, you know, destiny being written in the stars or anything like that.
Right. Yeah.
But it's about understanding the elements at play. Right.
Yeah.
So fire signs, like you said, Aries, Sagittarius, they naturally just match a Leo's energy.
Okay.
They're passionate. They're adventurous. Always up for a good time.
Makes sense.
Air signs, on the other hand, Gemini, Libra, bring that intellectual stimulation to the table, right?
Yeah.
And Leos, for all their fire, they also really crave that mental connection.
Oh, okay.
That witty banter, someone who can keep them engaged on multiple levels.
Right. So it's about finding that balance, you know?
Yeah.
Of like the fiery passion, but also like engaging conversation.
Exactly.
And like challenging them.
Yeah. It's not just about keeping up with a Leo.
Right.
It's about complimenting them.
Yes.
You know?
Right. Right.
In a way.
Okay. Well, this has been really interesting. But what about those people who, you know, they're like, okay, this is all interesting and good, but I'm not sold.
Right.
I'm not sold on the astrology. What would you say to them?
Totally fair.
Yeah.
Astrology, you know, it's a lens. Right. It's a framework for understanding ourselves and others.
Okay.
And whether you fully subscribe to it or not,
right,
the insights it can offer can be surprisingly relatable. Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, we're all drawn to confidence, to authenticity, a bit of excitement in our relationships, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
And maybe a little reassurance that we're not alone.
There you go.
You know, and trying to decode the opposite sex.
Exactly.
Or in this case, the majestic, sometimes baffling Leo man.
That's right. They are a fire sign after all.
They are a fire sign.
They are.
Well, this has been so fascinating.
Good. I'm glad you liked it.
I have learned a lot. And I think that anyone listening has as well.
I hope so.
Any last words of advice?
Oh, words of wisdom.
Yeah, for anyone who's like ready to embark on this astrological adventure of navigating the heart of a Leo man.
I would say be your most confident self.
Okay.
Your most authentic self. Yep. Embrace spontaneity.
Yes.
And don't hold back on genuine praise.
Love it.
You just might find yourself with a loyal and passionate partner for life.
And remember, even lions appreciate a little TLC.
That is true.
Until next time. Keep exploring.
Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
Yes.
And keep those deep dives coming.